Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everyone, as we're now into the B block and ready to talk all things outdoors, camping, RV, and more. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Hilton.
And whether you're on the move for vacation or business, or maybe a solo trip with a group, or even your four-legged friends, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need at nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries.
You know, we enjoy their all-inclusive resorts. Over 5,000 properties are pet-friendly, and we think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program, well, it's the best out there. Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. They're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. So whether it's exploring a new city, road tripping the nation, relaxing on a beach, or conducting important business, well, Hilton's got you covered. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, as we move into the interview portion of today's show, we're going to reconnect with James Ashurst. He's the Executive Vice President with RVIA, and since we can now see he's waiting for us on that show hotline, let's patch him in and talk RVs.
James, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I appreciate you jumping aboard with us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me back. Really appreciate it.
Well, great to have you here with us. All right, so listen, you know, I looked just before the show. You last joined us back on our April 18th, 2020 live broadcast. RVIA's CEO, Craig Kirby, he was here in 2021 for our Chief Travel Leader conversation. Certainly, there's a lot for us to talk about in the outdoor world. So, you know, I think the saying, what goes up must come down, could be a good place to start because, you know, the business of camping, the RV sector, it's been extremely good during the pandemic. And although the coronavirus is gaining momentum again, we're now in a world, you know, of record high gas prices. We've got out of control inflation. We've got supply chain and labor shortages. So I really would like to hear an honest assessment of what you're seeing and hearing from all your partners linked to the Recreation Vehicle Industry Association.
Yeah, you know, certainly have been some headwinds. Nobody benefits from high gas prices. So, that's obviously something that, you know, every consumer has to take into consideration when planning their vacations. You know, we've still seen a really strong RV market. 2021 was a record year for us. We actually shipped over 600,000 units, where our previous high water mark had been 504,000 units. So it was up considerably. But when you look at the RV industry on the whole, if you go back as far as 1980, in 1980 we shipped 106,000 units. So we've been on sort of a pretty good growth ascension over the better part of the last 40 years. I think the reality of what you're seeing in the market right now is that people are just changing how they travel. They're taking shorter trips. They're staying closer to home. The good thing about an RV vacation is that you control the travel experience. So you can control your costs better than you can in some other forms of travel.
I agree. Even with the high fuel prices that no one likes, you still have some control over your food, where you're spending,
and
your accommodations are there. Yeah, so I would agree with that. It's a great point. So, James...
Go ahead. I'm
sorry. So that's okay. So let's just, I want to talk about the fact that, okay, so we have an RV, but you need a campsite, right? And you need a national park or you need a state park or a beach. So I'd like to hear from you. For anyone listening across the country right now who may still want to try to do something this summer, whether they rent or they already own one, or they're looking at fall, I think RV travel is fantastic in the fall. What would you recommend? Because these parks, they book up early.
Yeah, they do. I think that the number one thing that I would recommend is be flexible. Don't get your heart set on one specific campground. You know, be flexible about where you may want to go. And again, as far in advance that you can start planning, is always better. You know, we've been pushing, hard for campground expansion. The private, campground companies, KOA, Sun Resorts, companies like that have been making enormous capital investment in bringing more campgrounds to market. But we've been pressing governments both at the federal and state levels and even local levels to make some of these improvements and really try to modernize the campgrounds that are out there because, again, research is showing that more and more people are wanting to get out and live an active outdoor lifestyle, and camping and RVing is a great way to get back to nature and have a great family or friend vacation.
Yeah, we certainly have the land in the country. Well, so I'm glad to hear you're doing that, James.
I would say regular listeners of our show, that they've heard Mary and me talk about the terrific time we had a few years ago now when we took our sons and toured the Midwest. I think it was about a 10-day family road trip.
We had a great time.
In an RV. You know, I've talked with some people who have shared really how the average age of RV buyers, it's gotten younger. Mm-hmm. The pandemic has helped fuel that. So what I'd like to hear from you, how big a shift are you seeing or this trend? And for all those in our audience who don't know it, you know, the RV industry, it is such a significant impact on the U.S. economy. So I'd like to you to maybe share some specifics, just how large it is, number of people it employs, financial impact, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, obviously it's an enormous employer across a lot of different categories, not only just the RV manufacturers and the component suppliers, but also across the dealerships throughout the United States. We just released the first week in June an RV economic impact study, and it showed that our annual economic impact was $140 billion. So the RV industry is a sizable industry. And you brought up sort of age and new buyers. Over the course of the last 2 years, we've seen a much younger and much more diverse, you know, group of buyers come to market. And it's much more reflective of what we look like as a nation. So it's been really great to see that. The average age of an RV owner right now is 53. But when you look back to 2020, our research showed that the average age of a new buyer was 41. And then in 2021, that number dropped down for a new buyer. The average age was 33. It's been a sizable change in just the past 2 years in terms of getting that younger, more diverse buyer into market. So these are all really good things because, you know, we really are a very inclusive industry. The outdoors is for everyone. Camping is for everyone. So we've been very encouraged. We've been very diverse in our Go RVing program. You know, that's a national advertising campaign that we do. And we've been very purposeful for the better part of 10 years of really trying to be more inclusive and diverse in all of the advertising that we do on GoRVing.com and elsewhere.
James, I'm going to get a little personal with you. I do recall when we talked back in 2020, we did talk to you about your RV travels that you have personally with your family and how much you enjoy it. So since I know you do this, you know, pretty frequently as you can, even though you work in the industry and you're working, I'd love to know if you can recommend, what are your top accessories that you think that you need to have or you recommend for people, whether it's an RV or a trailer?
Oh, well, I guess everybody's sort of needs are a little bit different, but you are correct. We're actually going the first week in August back to our favorite campground down in Luray. It's become sort of a summer tradition now every year. We rent a park model RV and bring the dog, and my daughters just love it. There's a huge water slide and pool and everything. You know, I think you need to take into consideration cooking. That would be one thing that I always, you know, again, I love grilling and barbecuing, but you know, you need to think about what you're going to do from a food prep standpoint. I think you need to always think about, you know, okay, what if there's weather? You know, I think that's another thing that people always need to take in consideration, make sure that you've got, you know, a plan for that. But, you know, there's so many different things. I would recommend, you know, a consumer that might be interested in this, go out to an RV dealer. Most of them have incredible showrooms that have, you know, all sorts of outdoor camping and stuff. And talk to one of the dealer, you know, people there that work there and get some tips from them. Because, again, every traveler is different. The RV and the campground is just an excellent base camp for all sorts of outdoor activities.
I want to take it in this direction because I want to build on that. I love, by the way, what you just said. The travel polls that we just finished up with, you know, tradition travel is actually rather high. People have their traditions. They need to do them every year. But, you know, you mentioned the younger, the more diverse group of people who are now RVing. So that has to lead to the question, any maybe common misconceptions or mistakes that you think first-time buyers make that you'd encourage them to try to avoid? Do they buy too big, maybe? Do they not realize all the mechanicals that are involved? What would you say?
You know, it's interesting. It's sort of like buying a big screen TV. You talked about buying too big. One of the things we tend to hear is that, much like, you know, you bought the TV and you get home and you wish you'd bought, you know, 2 inches bigger or 5 inches bigger. What we've seen over the last couple of years, and I think it's a trend that's shifting, is that the demand was so high for RVs that the consumer almost had to take what was on the lot. So you might have been a family of four and you were looking to buy, you know, a travel trailer with a rear bunkhouse, but all the dealer had was a travel trailer with a rear kitchen. So you took what you could get because you wanted to get out and you wanted to get camping and enjoying, you know, RVing. We're seeing dealer inventory getting back to normal. And I think what you're going to start to see is some consumers that came into the market maybe trading up to getting into a product that more adequately fits their family's needs. But again, I know this is going to sound cliched, but there really is an RV for everyone. And I think your best bet is to do your research in advance. You know, I talked about GoRVing.com earlier. We've got, you know, a selector tool on there where you can put in some information about yourself. It'll give you some suggestions. You can actually look at different RVs from different manufacturers. But I just would encourage someone to work with their dealer. Go in with questions. Go in with an inquisitive mind.
Yeah, be smart.
Because they really are the experts.
Yeah, well, be smart. Be prepared. Good advice for sure. Well, James, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. That was a very quick 9 minutes with you. But we appreciate reconnecting with you on this Saturday morning. Folks, you heard the website, GoRVing.com. You'll provide everything you want or need to know about RVing. Give our best to Craig and the team, James, and have a nice weekend.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Thanks.
All right, there goes James. Nice to connect with him. We wish him a good rest of the Saturday. And by the way, folks, we mentioned GoRVing.com. You can also connect with their team at RVIA.org as well. It's another website. As we pause for some sponsor messages, we're going to be answering some of your emails later this hour. The Destination Spotlight on Lincoln is coming up as well. RJ's going to be talking road trips and tire safety in the open road. We still have the NCF to come. We've got Personal Connection, a whole lot more. Thanks for being part of our national broadcast, everyone. Now heard on 490 weekly stations across the USA. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.